This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says looting amid Sudan's crisis has destroyed more than a million polio vaccines that were intended for children. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has the story.
Hazel Duet, deputy director of UNICEF's Office of Emergency Programs, said a number of cold chain facilities had been looted, damaged and destroyed in South Darfur. The agency was in the middle of a series of polio vaccination campaigns in Sudan following an outbreak at the end of 2022. UNICEF is among a number of humanitarian agencies reporting looting during the Sudan crisis. The World Food Programme, for example, says it has lost between $13 and $14 million of supplies.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of Russia's Wagner Group mercenary force, said in a sudden announcement Friday his forces would leave the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, which they've been trying to capture since last summer.
Мы собирались к 9 мая 23 года овладеть населенным пунктом Бахмут.
Prigozhin said they would pull back on May the 10th, ending their involvement in the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine conflict because of heavy losses and inadequate ammunition supplies. He asked defense chiefs to insert regular army troops in their place. Philippines authorities say they rescued more than 1,000 human trafficking victims from across Asia during a raid Thursday night and Friday morning. Police say the victims were forced to work up to 18 hours a day perpetrating cryptocurrency scams. It allegedly happened in a compound about a two-hour drive from the country's capital, Manila. Police say the trafficking victims came from Vietnam, China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Nepal, Malaysia, Myanmar, Thailand, and Taiwan. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization on Friday said the COVID-19 pandemic, which for over 3 years killed millions of people, wreaked economic havoc, and deepened inequalities, no longer constitutes a global health emergency. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the announcement Friday with a measure of hope and caution, noting that this declaration does not mean COVID-19 is no longer a global threat. He said as he spoke, thousands of people around the world are fighting for their lives in intensive care units, and millions more continue to live with the debilitating effects of post-COVID-19 condition. He told reporters last week COVID-19 claimed a life every 3 minutes, adding, "That's just the deaths we know about." Tedros also noted the COVID-19 pandemic was far more deadly than many people think.
Almost 7 million deaths have been reported to WHO, but we know the toll is several times higher, at least 20 million.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Serbian police said Friday they'd arrested a suspect in the second mass shooting case in 2 days. The man arrested Friday is a suspect in Thursday's shooting that ended with the deaths of eight people and the wounding of 14 in a village near Belgrade. Thursday's shooting came a day after a 13-year-old boy opened fire in a school in Belgrade, killing 9 people and wounding 7. In Sudan, despite multiple ceasefire declarations, the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces appear to be battling each other. In the capital of Khartoum on Friday, hundreds have been killed and tens of thousands have fled since fighting erupted April 15th. And the Adidas company has broken up with Kanye West, but it still has to do something with his shoes, branded as Yeezys. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Yeezy, just jumped over, jump me.
Adidas says it's still stuck with $1.3 billion worth of Yeezy sneakers following its breakup with Kanye West, or Ye, over his anti-Semitic comments. Adidas says operating earnings dwindled in the first 3 months of the year, and its breakup with Ye cost the company $441 million in lost sales. The company says it still hasn't decided what to do with unsold Yeezys. It could destroy the sneakers, which it says it's trying to avoid, or pay Ye royalties so they can be sold. I'm Donna Warder.
Canada has summoned Beijing's ambassador over accusations a Chinese diplomat sought to intimidate the Hong Kong relatives of a Canadian lawmaker. Beijing slammed what it called groundless slander and defamation by Canada on Friday. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.